Good morning. My name is Ron Larson, and I'm pleased to welcome you to the session on What Does It Take to Make Innovation Work? Our speaker this morning is Christine Bach from the Cerf Foundation in the Netherlands. Christine is Program Manager for the Cerf Foundation's ICT and Education Platform, where she's responsible for projects such as digital learning and working environment, open educational resources, digital tests, study choice interviews, green ICT, sustainable higher ed, and probably a few other things just to round out that picture and keep people entertained. Before that position, she was at Cerf Foundation. She was the program manager for the National Program on E-Learning, program coordinator for the Netherlands Organization for Scientific Research, and prior to that, policy officer for Utrecht University and the Foundation for Literature. It's my pleasure to welcome Christine to the podium. And following her talk, we will try to allow some time for questions. I encourage those of you who do have questions to ask to come to the microphone as the session is being recorded. I also encourage those of you that are here to remember to fill out the online evaluation form following the session. Christine?
Thank you. Good to see you all here. I'm from the Netherlands, and the Netherlands is most famous, as you might know, because of its wooden shoes, tulips, windmills. Maybe you know the Amsterdam Red Light District. And I don't know how many of you know that our baseball team just recently won the World Cup. So we are also most famous for that. And a little less recently, because of the Night Watch. Is there anybody who didn't know about the Night Watch here? So everybody knows this. Oh, you didn't? Rembrandt was asked to paint this picture about 1640 by a shooting company. And they were expecting something completely different, namely traditional peace that would depict their shooting company in all their glory. And this is what he came up to with, something completely different and very innovative. I work for CERF, the collaborative organization for Dutch higher education institutes. And the institutions, they all appreciate the value of innovation, but they also want to deploy their restricted budget as responsible as possible. Today, I would like to share some experiences over the years in which we developed an approach for designing innovation programs. We call it the CERF approach. And I also would like to share some thoughts on the way we try to measure the impact of our programs. To give you an impression of the size of the Netherlands, it's about 10 times smaller than the state of California. We have 60 universities of applied sciences, research institutes, and they all are a member of CERF. CERF is a partnership, and all the institutions pay a fee. So whenever in this presentation I say we, I don't mean CERF, but I mean the institutions, because CERF is the institutions. 25 years ago, the institutions in the Netherlands thought it would be valuable if they would work together on developing a network infrastructure in the Netherlands. And they did so, and this led to one of the most fastest and most innovative networks in the world. So indeed, it was beneficial to work together. And after that, they started to negotiate and buy software licenses together. And right now, the institutions can buy legal software for illegal prices because they are joining in buying the software licenses together. Still, all the institutions work together on many different topics and levels. And today, I will talk about the way the institutions collaborate on using IT in innovating teaching and learning. The institutions collaborate because they want better value for their money. But of course there's a paradox with innovation, because you need time that is not always efficient. And you have to find a balance in controlling things and creating a space where innovation can flourish. So by working together, we